What do I say when I got to use the Paul's Inconvenience? Got to empty my bladder, 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 bleedy, 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 bleedy. I mean, I got those. I mean, those diesels have mesmerized me to the point where they become a part of my life. But last weekend I was out. Captain Martinez was up on the flybridge. I'm in the tub. I have a circular tub with whirlpool massage. And I'm just enjoying it, feeling the vibration of the boat, the water swirling around me, a cognac. I'm laying there, and all of a sudden, wham! We hit something. All the water comes sloshing out of the tub. You know, I could tell we were aground. I went running out naked. I took those steps to the flybridge two at a time. I said, "What happened here?" He said, "I'm sorry. This woman went by in a speedboat. We're talking bodacious." That, I said, "You mean to tell me you took your eyes off the markets to watch somebody go by? Why, you stupid, unbelievable. I told you." And there I am. Naked on the flybridge, and saying, "I can have you back on the docks and bottom of you to ever do nothing." Imagine my mortification when I looked over the side and there was a man in a flat-bottom harbor patrol boat with a loudspeaker saying, "Hey, you two are going to have a lover's quarrel. Have it inside."
More music, more maggots, more often. The Grease Man, DC 101.